USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives has approved funding legislation that averts a pre-Christmas government shutdown. The government runs out of money at week's end, and the two spending bills extend government funding through September at the end of the fiscal year. The Senate is also expected to approve the bills. President Trump says he looks forward to defending himself in a Senate trial.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president making those remarks when meeting at the Oval Office with the president of Guatemala. The president also called the push for impeachment a hoax. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 31 points to finish at 28,267. The NASDAQ was up one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is declaring a state of emergency after tornadoes broke out across his state.
It will help us deploy the resources that we need from a state level. It will also, if necessary, support a declaration of emergency from the President of the United States. We have four now that have been issued. We do not believe this would rise to a presidential declaration.
At least 14 tornadoes ripped through 27 counties overnight. Researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who live closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland Clinic Children's reminds us,
unfortunately, a lot of these foods are highly processed, and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a four-year period. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Starbucks is again being forced to apologize after the way it treated two California sheriff's officers in Riverside, California. It's the third time in the last year that the coffee chain has been accused of mistreating police officers. Regarding the latest incident in Riverside, two deputies were refused service at Starbucks where they stood and waited and were ignored for over 5 minutes. Inez Stepman is with the Independent Women's Forum, and she tells Fox News something seems to be going on at Starbucks.
This is the third such incident with police specifically just this year. And it does speak to the corporate culture there. Obviously, they're not going to shut down all 8,000 stores the way they did after they were accused of racism in Philadelphia. And it generally speaks to a problem conservatives are going to have to confront, the problem of woke capitalism. When you have Fortune 500 companies, when you have large companies that have a very left-wing culture and tend to bow to social justice warriors, to causes on the left, and not be afraid of offending conservative customers, even though, you know, a large corporation like Starbucks certainly serves Republicans and Democrats. They don't seem to be too worried about offending the right.
The Democratic debate set for Thursday at Loyola Marymount University will go on as scheduled. The debate was threatened due to a labor union strike and Democrats refusing to cross the picket line. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.